Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 4, Pratak Lila, Morning Pastimes Continued, 6 to 8:36 a.m. Krishna's Bath and Dressing. With great difficulty, Nanda Maharaj sends Krishna back home from the Goshala. Nearing the front gate of the palace, Krishna sees Mother Yashoda waiting anxiously for him. Due to Yashoda's intense motherly love, milk automatically pours from her breasts. Along with loving tears that dampen her clothes. Mother Yashoda, the Chintamani gem of parental affection, excitedly says, "Oh child, come quickly. Why have you taken so long to return home? Aren't you hungry? Your indifference distresses me. We have carefully made many delicious dishes, but now they are getting cold." After tenderly fondling Krishna, Yashoda addresses his friends, "Oh boys, without your presence, Krishna will feel restless and neglect his meal. You must also feel hungry. So please, eat with my Lala today. First go to your homes, bathe, decorate yourselves, and then quickly return for breakfast in our house." Overjoyed by Yashoda's request, the Sakas return to their own homes, feeling unlimited bliss. Then Brajeshri walks toward the house along with her son, Nandalal, Dao, and Maramangal. While lagging slightly behind his mother, Mukunda manages to cast some sweet glances to enliven the beautiful gopis who had become like thirsty chakori birds in Krishna's absence. Krishna's chakora eyes also drink the nectar from their moon-like faces. At the bathing platform of Krishna's bathroom, a servant named Saranga removes Krishna's ornaments and puts on Krishna's new, thin, white bathing outfit that hangs in elegant folds. While Krishna sits on a comfortable asan on the bathing platform, Putri washes his lotus feet with scented rose water poured from Patrak's golden pitcher, and then he dries them. Subanda, a barber's son, ardently massages Krishna's body with Narayan oil and other substances. A handsome servant named Suganda removes the oil with a yellow cleansing powder that is softer than butter. Two servants named Snigda and Kharpur, experts in hair care, massage Krishna's hair with newly squeezed amalaki pulp that is cool and refreshing. Raktak, Yashoda's chief servant, bathes Lala with cold water given to him by Payoda. And then Raktak dries Krishna's lustrous body with a fine cloth. Many servants assist in showering their beloved Lord using small golden pitchers. They pour slightly warm scented water from large pots standing beside the bathing platform. Putri dries Krishna's body with a soft towel and then covers Krishna with a brilliant yellow cloth. Krishna then sits down on another purified platform for dressing. Kumud dries and perfumes Krishna's hair with aguru incense. Then he gathers it with a comb and ties Krishna's beautiful black tresses in a topknot. Makaranda expertly paints Krishna's tilak, which is shaped like a tamal leaf with gorochan. After painting a dot of musk in the middle of that tilak, which is bright yellowish green in color, Makaranda anoints Krishna's body with a fragrant ointment made from aguru, kunkum, musk, and camphor. Premkand puts on Krishna's golden bangles and his renowned Makara Kundala. He fastens Krishna's ankle bells, whose jingling surpasses the charming call of a swan. Then he adorns Krishna's chest with a necklace of large pearls resembling stars. Mother Yashoda becomes overwhelmed as she watches the servants dress Krishna. While telling them to hurry up, she starts assisting the dressing herself. Meanwhile, the Sakas return with Baladev and Maru Mangal after having been bathed and dressed. Krishna looks magnificent in their midst. Prajeshri leads Krishna, Maru Mangal, and the Sakas to the dining room that is scented with aromatic incense smoke.